Chapter 29. In the tenth year, in the tenth month, on the twelfth day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, let your face be turned against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and be a prophet against him and against all Egypt. Say to them, These are the words of the Lord, See, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great river beast stretched out among his Nile streams, who has said, The Nile is mine, and I have made it for myself. And I will put hooks in your mouth, and the fish of your streams will be hanging from your skin. And I will make you come up out of your streams, with all the fish of your streams hanging from your skin. And I will let you be in the waste land, you and all the fish of your streams. You will go down on the face of the land, you will not be taken up or put to rest in the earth. I have given you for food to the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven. And it will be clear to all the people of Egypt that I am the Lord, because you have been a false support to the children of Israel. When they took a grip of you in their hands, you were crushed so that their arms were broken, and when they put their weight on you for support, you were broken and all their muscles gave way. For this cause the Lord has said, See, I am sending a sword on you, cutting off from you man and beast. And the land of Egypt will be an unpeopled waste, and they will be certain that I am the Lord. Because he has said, The Nile is mine, and I made it. See, then, I am against you and against your streams, and I will make the land of Egypt an unpeopled waste, from Migdol to Sion, even as far as the edge of Ethiopia. No foot of man will go through it and no foot of beast, and it will be unpeopled for 40 years. I will make the land of Egypt a waste among the countries which are made waste, and her towns will be unpeopled among the towns which have been made waste. For 40 years, and I will send the Egyptians in flight among the nations and wandering through the countries. For this is what the Lord has said, At the end of 40 years I will get the Egyptians together from the peoples where they have gone in flight. I will let the fate of Egypt be changed, and will make them come back into the land of Pathros, into the land from which they came, and there they will be an unimportant kingdom. It will be the lowest of the kingdoms, and never again will it be lifted up over the nations. I will make them small, so that they may not have rule over the nations. And Egypt will no longer be the hope of the children of Israel, causing sin to come to mind when their eyes are turned to them. And they will be certain that I am the Lord. Now in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made his army do hard work against Tyre. And the hair came off every head and every arm was rubbed smooth, but he and his army got no payment out of Tyre for the hard work which he had done against it. For this cause the Lord has said, See, I am giving the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He will take away her wealth, and take her goods by force and everything which is there, and this will be the payment for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt as the reward for his hard work, because they were working for me, says the Lord. In that day I will make a horn put out buds for the children of Israel, and I will let your words come freely among them, and they will be certain that I am the Lord.